Stars in the Rafters is produced by Julie Valamont and mixed and mastered by Dana Billings. This podcast is supported in part by the Country Dance and Song Society, NEFA, and Pinewoods Camp, and wonderful folks like you on Patreon. Welcome to Stars in the Rafters. This is Julie. Instead of our regular episode, we have a special bonus episode. Normally all summer, it's week after week of music camps with festivals in between. It's my favorite time of the year. Sessions at camps like Pinewoods, Ashokan, Maine Fiddle Camp, and more. And things like Falcon Ridge, and in the spring, NEFA, and Dance Flurry in the winter. So this episode is dedicated to all the camps and festivals that couldn't happen this year. This particular episode is different from our usual format. It's made up of live recordings made from past camps and festivals. A lot of these were just recorded by someone with a phone or camera standing nearby. So the quality varies, but the energy is palpable, and I think it's a nice reminiscence. Hope you enjoy. Just a heads up, it's not all designed to be relaxing. A lot of it is quite joyful and boisterous. If you like this episode, I'd be happy to do more bonus episodes. So if you have favorite moments from camps or festivals that you want to send in to me, reach out to me at starsintherafters.com. Take care, everyone.
The First Camp, or Prayer of a Desperate Folky for the Assimilation and Eternal Evocation of the Glory Around Her, by Alexandra Christine Steffen. Please let these tunes settle into my bones so deep that my marrow hums them even when I move away from here. Let these notes and tones I hear make a home in the nooks and crannies of my body. Let their beauty pierce my skin and make little holes so that when the storms that follow the sunshine come, the wind blows through them, and instead of creaking, my whole being will sing.
Lead your partner down the middle, spread the joy. Play a hornpipe on the fiddle, spread the joy. Give a smile to those who meet you as you turn them by the hand, and we'll help to spread the joy across the land. Spread the joy.
We'll find adventure on the 57 years of the New England Folk Festival. Swirling skirts and bouncing floor at age 2 under the risers, in a tiger sleeping bag by the door, watching the lower half of Mom and Dad. Exploring the endless corridors and rooms, buying spruce gum with my sister. I'm finally old enough to find my way back. Heartbeat fast, I think it's this way. Dancing with parents and siblings, sitting at the top of the risers for hours watching the pattern of the dancers, changing with the rhythm like a kaleidoscope. Now no longer just a family affair, dance is the thing with my friends. Full weekends dance from morning till late, swinging, swirling, knowing most of the dancers. Romance makes the festival a different place, dancing and running together under the risers holding hands, the same risers, but no tiger sleeping bag. First festival with my wife, wonderful dancers swinging together. How could there be so many excellent dancers all in one room? Babies change it again. What parts will they like? Cafeteria, of course, and dancing in the sunshine with Mama. Children getting older, off on their own, exploring. Now time again to sit and watch, dance, and reflect. Children not so young now. There with her own friends watching our kids perform. How did they get to be such good dancers? Illness changes things once again. Wife and daughter can't dance as much. We can still sit in the sunshine and watch the Morris dancers. Next year, my granddaughter will come with her parents, both amazing dancers. Maybe someday she will think back on the swirling skirts and wonderful music.
Thank you. My mother, when